joined in the studio by assorted members of the gorgeous Chans, following your performance at Turn It Up. How do you think it went?
Yeah, it went really good.
Yeah, very enjoyable.
Right, when I was told about Turn It Up, I was said, all right, we're going to have a live session in Mooch. We're going to have four acts. Have you got anyone in mind? I said, all right, I want Azeem Ward, naturally.
Oh, yeah.
And I want the gorgeous Chans. So, first of all, thank you so much for coming.
No problem. Yeah.
You mentioned during your set, you're playing on Friday. Were you playing Nottingham Square?
Yeah, playing the Square. We're doing a set for the Bodega. Well, we're playing in a special sort of tent.
Okay.
Yeah.
What time is that?
Spiegel tent?
Spiegel tent, that's it. Yeah. I think we're playing at half nine.
Half nine, okay.
I think acts start from six. Some really good people on.
Yeah, I had no idea when you were next on, because when was the last time you were on? You were...
Oh, quite a while back.
Were you with Airloo last time? I think I saw you in a lineup with them.
Ooh.
I know you were within the same lineup at Dot to Dot.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I thought there was one more time afterwards, but
yeah,
maybe
really
not.
Do not remember.
No.
Anyway, yeah.
It's
so
been a little while.
Yeah,
fair enough. Okay, well, that was... You could not tell. It was a brilliant performance. Now, Azeem was here. What did you make of his performance? Were you here for that?
Azeem, he's great. Really enjoyed it.
Stuck Sandstorm on very early.
I was not expecting that. We were lined up outside, ready to go in to play our set, and just heard that first.
Yeah, exactly. I knew it was promised. He promised it me.
Really?
And I heard someone saying, "Oh my god, if you play Sandstorm, we'll riot." I said, "It's coming." And it just got later and later into the set. Still hadn't come, but eventually it did. Obviously, we've spoken to you guys before. But tell me a bit about your band as a whole. Like, it's a six-piece.
Yep, six-piece, guitars, brass, kind of indie pop thing that we do.
Yeah, and you look like you're having a great deal of fun. I know your saxophonists have a little dance around when they're playing as well.
I mean, it's all faked. I mean, we're deadly serious professionals.
Yeah,
but...
fair enough. Now, speaking about deadly serious professionals, last time you spoke to me, who swore in the middle of our interview?
That was Liam.
That was Liam.
Pesky Liam. We gave him a slap on the hand afterwards.
Yeah.
Liam, you sure it wasn't Elliot?
No, it was Liam.
Okay.
He had one, two. Wow. Well, he had one and one drink. And yeah, bit out of hand.
Yeah. Mm. Right. Well, we're gonna go ahead with Club or Rub. I'm gonna play you a jingle, and maybe that'll give you some indication as to what's in store for you.
Oh, okay.
Listen, it's time for Club or Rub.
It's time for Club or Rub. The
I
game.
Don't really know what. I don't
right, know. It's the game show that puts our contestants' knowledge of both the clubbing and pornographic industry to the test.
Well, you've got the right two people here.
Right, I've got five titles, and it'll either be the title of an adult film or the title of a clubbing anthem.
Right.
Oh, brilliant.
To make things easier for you, I'm even going to give you the name of an act or associated artist, so either someone who's in the song or who's in the film. First up, we've got Open Wide, and that's got associated act Manny Mariquin. What do you think?
That's definitely a porn name.
Well, I don't know. I want to say club, personally.
Should we do it as a team?
Yeah, we'll do
the team gorgeous chance.
Yeah.
I want to say club.
I'm gonna go Daniel.
Okay, alright, so you both think club, let's find out.
Open that let me see how big your mouth is.
Yeah, absolutely banger. Yeah, well.
Tells you I know my stuff.
Well, let's see how you'll do with our next one, right? It's Aftermath, and that stars Tyler Nixon.
That's porn.
How do you know that? How are you so certain?
I'm not gonna reveal how I know that, but
yeah, I mean, he seems confident.
So you're both gonna.
I wouldn't know.
You're both going for Rub. Okay, well, let's find out.
You don't know what I'm talking about. There are soldiers out there fighting as we speak, and you're in the barracks masturbating?
Yes, quite right.
So what was it?
That was just a really, obscure music video. It actually got relevant to the song later on. No, it was a Rub. Yeah, that was...
correct so far.
That was Aftermath, which had an unprecedented 22 nominations at the AVNs last year. Are you familiar with the AVNs?
Yes. No, but congratulations to those people starring in the film.
Yeah, I mean, it was an acting masterclass,
as
you can hear.
It always is.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, well, next up, we've got Cry Wolf, and that the associated act there is Jason Colt.
I want to say club.
You think club? What do you think?
It seems quite straightforward, doesn't it? It seems like it's club. I think it's club.
Let's find out.
What's that? You're not getting a hard-on over watching your sister get changed in underwear, are you? What do you like?
What are you like indeed? That's definitely the sort of appropriate, natural reaction. Ah, what are you like? Oh, that's just you.
Yeah. All so, that's a rub then.
That one is a rub,
just
yeah.
Terrifying.
That yeah, that was that one best film in the AVNs in 2009.
Oh, congrats,
a truly
guys.
Poor yeah. year for porn, that one, yeah. When that was the best film. Right, we're going to move on now. We've got our penultimate title. It's Bad Girls Club, and the associated act there is Ryan Seaman.
Ah, you've given us a good one there, because Seaman, I get it.
I get it. Well, what are you, yeah.
Mm. It's
I mean, I get into the meta game of it, and I feel like, oh, you've thrown us one where I thought it was a club, but it was a rub. But now, yeah, it must be a club.
It's all psychological, this one.
It's, this one's...
It's got to be... What do you think?
Club?
Yeah.
Yeah, club.
So you're both going for a club.
Seaman's too predictable for porn, isn't it?
Let's find out. I'm just another victim of the Bad Girls Club. Yeah, it's not a bad song, that one, actually. I've got a lot of time for it. Now, I've actually lost track of the scores. Do you know the scores?
3 out of 4, we got.
Oh, so you're on... Okay, well then, this
I
is your...
Did we do 4?
You've done 4, yeah. So this is your final one. Okay. This is What's in His Bag, and that's starring Ivor Wood. Talk us through it, what do you think?
Okay. Ivor.
Ivor Wood, common, like, actual real-life name, but also Wood.
Mm.
Probably, yeah.
I'm leaning towards club.
My instinct is club as well.
The statistics side of it shows that it's going to be club. But
well, is that your final answer? You're all going for club.
I'm going for club.
To make it 4 out of 5, then. Right, let's find out.
Postman, can you guess what's in his bag?
Postman Pat's ending theme, released in 1982. Guess where that came in the charts?
3.
Certainly top 10.
Not that good. It was 44, but it's no Bob the Builder. You know Bob the Builder?
Oh, yeah.
Has as many number ones as John Lennon.
Really?
He
That's
released
fair enough for very cool talents.
Can We Fix It, which was Christmas number one. He then released a cover of Mambo number 5.
Oh, that's definitely going to get number one.
Yeah, those were well, that
I'm
was
actually,
both number
I'm actually
one.
Sure,
like.
My family bought that.
Really?
I contributed to that number one. Sorry.
It's a cracking world. Music video if you ever get a chance to look at it.
Never say sorry. No pleasures are guilty.
Now, some people might argue that's hardly a clubbing anthem, but being semi-local to Nottingham, you've been to Ocean. You know that's not beyond them.
Into Ocean, yeah.
Are you guys near Nottingham anymore? You're off at uni, aren't you?
All in Nottingham.
All still here. Okay. So what's your favourite place to play in Nottingham?
Play.
Yeah.
Rock City.
Definitely Rock City. Yeah.
Does one of you work in Rock City? Is that a shameless plug for?
Oh no, it's not.
Well, it's just that we have played in Rock City.
We played in Rock City.
We play in Rock City.
Yeah, I saw you at Dot to Dot completely by accident. We seemed to jump run into you. Very good performance then as well. Very good to myself.
Thank you.
Now, there was one as we were wrapping up, there was a new song in there. I didn't get the title. It was your penultimate one in that set.
Yeah, it's called Georgetown. It's the new song.
Yeah, when can we expect that to be released, or is it going to be released?
It's not. We're not planning on releasing it.
It's just kind of a new song.
It's a new song that we want to bring to the public a bit. Try it out.
What's the situation with Bubble as well?
Bubble? Oh,
I don't know if it's just me being useless not being able to find it, or it's just not available.
Us and recording is a little bit... I mean, we try and get a lot of stuff done, and in fact, we very recently released a single, Marina and I, that you can get on iTunes. Should get on iTunes.
Yeah, By the Highway is the B-side as well.
By the Highway is the B-side, obviously, two cracking songs by us. And we've got something else in the works at the moment.
Okay. A little bit. When can we expect that? What's the time frame?
I suppose it'll be next year.
Yeah, I don't want to reveal too much, but next year-ish.
Hopefully early
next year. So Marina and I, which is out now, you can get it on iTunes. And you can catch the Gorgeous Chans this Friday, the 2nd of October, I believe, this Friday, in Nottingham Square?
Yep, Market Square.
Nottingham Market Square. Thank you very much for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
You've been the Gorgeous Chans. You've been brilliant, as always. Mm-hmm. And we've been University Radio Nottingham.